Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, I thought Tiger was in an accident yesterday. We all know this story, and he's gonna, some leg injuries, and he's going to be fine, at least health-wise. Yeah. Obviously, his legs.
He wrecked the loner, but Genesis will be okay.
But I'm watching the one of those MSNBC was all Tiger all the time too. And of course, he's sitting in the hospital, maybe even awake at this point after the operation. And they're showing the I'm sorry I banged chicks press conference from 2010. And I'm thinking, you know, come on. I mean, that has nothing to do with what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Zippo.
But
I understand.
But you got to dig up all kinds of archival footage.
Here
if,
is
if
the
you're gonna cover it
sorry I banged right. chicks. 2010, he was on. Apologizes for banging all these hot chicks.
But if you're going to go with 8 hours of coverage, you got to dig that up.
I just think it was unfair to him.
You know? Yeah, I would argue that if you have to go there, maybe you just should move on to another story.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, because today.
We all know he cheated on his wife, you know, 12 years ago, at least.
One of the news websites I was looking at had to go after one of his mistresses. That Rachel Yucatel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, yeah. They had to get a comment from her. They had to get a comment from Lindsey Vonn.
Oh. But Lindsey. It's an ex-girlfriend.
Let's talk to every chick that he banged.
Right.
And that's what they have to do.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah. How about his ex-wife? Nothing out of her?
See, that's, yeah. No,
they probably asked her.
I think she stays.
And she made, you know, she just.
No, she stays out of
touch.
She totally stays out of that, yeah.
Yeah, she still has financial interest in keeping things cool with him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's got everything. And she's hot.
Which makes it worse.
It makes it worse. No, she's doing fine, believe me. You know.
One assumes she's doing fine.
Right. Sorry, she's,
I banged chicks press conference. Isn't that crazy?
The girl from...
Every guy had to do that.
Girl from Perkins, step up.
Hey, Nick, how you doing, man?
Hey.
Yeah. I didn't see them. They just went to any local Perkins. That's what I mean. It just drives me crazy.
That's what they go into in that documentary a little more.
Well, the documentary,
all we knew about
of
was
of course the documentary is important.
The girl from Perkins,
right.
But no, they revealed her identity. Yeah. I don't know if they talked to her, but they talked to several of his.
That's a documentary. I get that
at the time.
But let's break into the I bang chicks, other chicks behind my wife's back press conference from 2010 because I'm laying here after wrecking a car in 2021.
Oh, and they talked to one of those. He seemed to be drawn to event planners. Because that's what
hot.
Rachel Yucatel was.
They're hot.
And there were some other club hostess, too. And then there were some Vegas hostess who would, get them 10 chicks at a time.
They're hot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had no problem with it. Yeah. That was between him and his wife. And obviously she dumped him and he got divorced.
And apparently it wasn't unusual for Tiger to spend six figures for a night of entertainment.
Well, that'd be like us spending 10 bucks.
I know. Wouldn't you?
I'd do that.
Hey, he's got Buick money.
Yeah.
I'm right.
You got that? What would you do? 10 chicks at the same time.
Well, I do 2 chicks at the same time. The other 8 would have to do each other.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
A lot to unpack in that
they
pile.
They didn't get into that detail. No. They came up like 2 at a time, or if it was all 10 at once.
I'll watch you two. You two. Yeah, we'll figure something out.
We'll make a choreographer.
No, we're not helping them.
No,
is he going to be okay?
Alive-wise, yeah.
Is he going to be able to walk?
Apparently his I don't know. We don't know. There's no details yet on that. And rightly so. It's none of our business.
Broken tibia, shattered ankle. Yeah. He's got some hardware in him now. And I don't know if that's something you can recover from.
Is it a tibial plateau? Could he join
It is
group?
Not a tibial plateau fracture. It is a broken tibia, and there's a difference.
Isn't it worse, the tibia?
Oh, no, you'd rather break your tibia than shatter your tibial plateau.
Shitube.
Fractures affecting the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula, a rod inserted into the tibia, while additional foot and ankle injuries were stabilized with pins and screws.
Yeah. A compound tibial fracture is no fun either.
Well, especially if you want to compete in the top sport of, against guys that are not hurt. He has a bad back. He's
athlete.
Done. He's done.
At this point, recovery is walking and living a normal life.
Right.
And golf, not playing golf professionally.
Golfing with your buddies, right?
Well, recovery helps if you're in decent shape before
the
injury or the accident. So that will help him. And that's why Alex Smith was able to make a miraculous recovery, because he was in professional athlete shape.
Yeah.
When his was a compound and spiral fracture of the tibia.
He's also a lot younger than Tiger, though.
Yeah, and it was followed by an infection.
Right.
Yeah, like the infection was what nearly killed it.
Yes, the sepsis caused him to lose his leg and his life.
Are you going to give Tiger a dispensation to get in your group, even though it's not the same injury, just so you have
some... No, we would kick him out.
I know you're in the famous people all the time.
I'm not the moderator, but the moderator chick is...
She's got to be fun.
That's just a tibial fracture. Here's the group you can go to.
Yeah. Does she demand x-rays?
Yes. In fact, they do.
She's a bitch.
No, she's just keeping it real.
Right. Keeping it real.
She's doing her job.
Keeping it 100.
Todd, I want to know this.
It's not even her job.
I'm not even making fun of these groups, but are some of these people just, that's their life now?
Yes.
Has it become, self-fulfilling prophecy where you just feel sorry for yourself the whole time? Not you, people in this group.
Some.
That's their identity, I should say. You know, something happens to you, you make it your identity, and that's not good for you. You know, and you didn't make it your identity. You do what you do everything you want to.
No, I obsessed on it for a little while.
But aren't there people in this group that still they obsess on it all the time?
Yeah, but I think it's just because they want to get better.
Do they walk backwards?
No, but that's one thing.
Well, they're not stupid.
I will tell you, that's one thing that aggravates me about some of the people in this group. They think there's some miracle thing that you can do to fix yourself.
Oh, instead of actually exercising?
Right, get out there and work. You've got to work your ass off.
If
you want to get well, if you want to recover from any kind of traumatic injury,
they want pills.
Yeah, you got to work your ass off, and they seem just want the easy way out. They want to phone it in, and no, it's not going to work that way.
Phone it into God.
Yeah.
The
power of prayer.
Might work.
There's got to be like one guy in that group who you always see posting about it, who even you want to go, all right, get over it, man.
Yeah.
Move on.
It would be a girl.
Yeah. Give me your other.
You got somebody.
See, there is one.
Of course, there's more than
that. There is one.
Yeah.
But usually they're
get
in the early stages
get
of it.
Over it,
so I understand the trauma and the depression, the anxiety they're going through.
But I'm talking about a guy who's 5-10 years clear of the injury, who still obsesses over it, who still makes it his everything, and you just go, all right, dude, move on.
No, I'll chime
You're
in.
You're not talking about Todd, by
once
the way.
In a while.
No, I'm not talking about Todd. I'm not.
I know. Is he sitting in that room?
That's why I didn't quit, because I think I can give some advice to some rookies. And it also pisses me off when I see people like, you know, I've been in this group for 4 years and I got no use for you anymore. So long. Stick around and help out some of the rookies.
Well, how about just leave? Don't tell anybody you're leaving. That'd be the best thing to do.
That pisses me off when somebody has to announce they're leaving a Facebook group.
Yeah.
I'm going to go spend more time in reality.
Yeah, because you know... They made that announcement on Facebook, and then they're checking their notifications constantly to see what kind of reaction
they got.
You got
to come back, of course. Yeah. Of course they are. Right.
Yeah,
they want somebody to beg.
Right. And never in that instance have I seen anybody say, oh, no, we loved your contributions. Please come back.
That's what they want.
Yeah. And they don't get it.
Right.
Can you post stuff that's not about the injury in that group?
Yeah, is there a dating group in there?
There's like, another.
Your left leg's hurt, my right leg's hurt. We could bang.
I think some people took it upon themselves to do an off topic, you know, because some people become friendly, you know, beyond the injury.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're just sharing wacky memes.
Did the thing ever get political?
No.
Nobody got in there
I think they shut that
blamed
down.
Blamed Obama for their accident?
If there is.
Right.
Yeah, the dating app corner is called Limper.
Right.
Because it's pretty international.
You don't want a dating app called Limper. That means you're not chubbing, man. You want to be.
It's not Grindr. It's not Tinder.
My leg's limp.
It's Limper.
But I'm full chub.
I bet you some people have met. Any Facebook group. I bet you people have met.
Of course they have. How you doing? How's your leg? But you know, this like group to rub that leg for you.
Got a lot of Australians, New Zealanders, a lot of Euros.
Yep.
So, yeah, it never gets political.
Good. Just wanted to know if it's one of those situations where everybody's just crying crocodile tears every damn day, and you're saying, "Ah, I'm over this."
No, yeah, it's a combination of that and meet me at the Capitol.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get the Chiefs football group together.
That's a lot of. Does this look right? Does this look infected to you?
All right.
I mean, sometimes they ask questions of people. You know, well, you know, only a doctor can answer that.
Dude, it's syphilis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong group, dude.
Everybody's injury is a little unique.
Syphilis support's over here.
Does this ball look weird?
That's not your leg. I know.
It's on my leg.
Yeah, give us a.
Yeah. I bet you there is an STD support group.
No, we're talking about your group. Somewhere. We're going to invade your group and get in there.
You can't.
There's no STD support group, Todd. There's individual chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis. It's come on. The internet is specific.
Right. You got.
Yeah, but you think anybody's stepping up admitting it?
Well, you can make a fake profile,
I suppose. But who wants to do that?
Did you have to submit pictures of your X-rays to get into the group?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Boy, this seems like a downer group, man. After a while. I mean,
sometimes it is.
Because you're like 5-6 years out. You know, I know Puss was not describing you earlier.
I genuinely wasn't.
But I know you've
moved on. You have moved on.
I know. That's what I mean. It sounds like these guys just bring you back into your downer thing. Oh, jeez.
No. But the downer part that I see are people who, you know, they had some hack surgeon. And I realize how fortunate I was because I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, but you're not going to go in there. Well, at least my surgeon was great. You're not going to do that.
No,
so
I
how do you console those people? Well, sorry about your leg and bad surgeon. I'm doing fine.
I'm luckier than most.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I really couldn't choose my surgeon as they were rolling me in out of the ambulance.
And you also have a job where you don't have to use your leg either. A lot of these people probably lost their gigs,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, physical jobs.
Yeah, I see a lot of nurses, you know, who used to stand all day.
Yeah.
And they can't go back to work for 3-4 months.
Yeah.
I took 3 days off.
Yeah. Because I shit.
You peed in a jug.
Yeah.
Then when I came back, we went to an orthopedic place, and there was the one guy who used to work with, remember the guy in Birmingham? I don't know, I'm sure he's still in business. The guy in Birmingham who does all the orthopedic surgeon stuff.
Oh, he does all the sports stuff.
Dr. James Andrews.
Yeah,
that guy.
He was affiliated with them, but even that place said, oh.
I remember that.
Look at that. No.
You're never going to quarterback again, right?
Over our head.
Yeah.
So they sent me to the med center. And, you know, I didn't know who my surgeon was going to be, but fortunately, I got a good one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, when the place
you didn't go to a strip mall either, so I'm sure you're going to get a good one.
But when the place
oh, my tibia!
When the building says orthopedic and they look at it and go, no.
Right.
Nah, forget it.
Now, eventually, I went and did my physical therapy there. Yeah. It's a good place.
Just walk
certainly.
Walk backwards and walk it off.
Did anybody else in the group nearly lose their leg?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any number of people.
Ah.
Yeah, they're fun. I think it would depress you after a while being on there, because you have moved on.
Yeah, but some people put like uplifting stories in there too.
Oh, really?
Moved on slowly and backwards,
just to encourage everybody else. Yeah, you can get back to if you were active before, you can be active again.
Tell stories about all the people that were inspirations to them,
like this guy named Todd in Omaha. He's walking back.
Never would have believed it if it hadn't happened to me.
That's on the limper site.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a old plateau fracture on a mountain out
limper
west.
Limper and plumper.
And I never believed this would happen to me.
Is your screen name Todd Todd of the Ski Slopes?
Yeah. No, I just use my real name.
Oh.
We don't need pseudonyms.
Is there a picture of you waving and smiling and walking backwards?
None
I
of
can
that.
Do this
inspiration.
Again.
I could put that up.
You tell them to smoke a lot of dope, feels better.
A lot of people
put that in there.
Oh,
dope kills pain.
I do advise. You know, when they ask about
vodka
pain,
and dope
pain medication, I said
and dope.
If it's legal in your area, I like the edible marijuana.
Vodka's legal everywhere. You put that in there? That works.
No, I don't advise that.
Oh, you're responsible.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, but I will go with the edible weed.
Of course.
Because I think after I first got injured. They pumped me full of opioids unnecessarily.
Oh, my tibia!
I was never in that much pain.
And you didn't even get a buzz.
So, you know, and if it was a little uncomfortable, a little bit of a leave and some edibles, and that would relieve the pain. That was enough for me.
All right.
You know, I didn't need Oxycontin. Or,
well, I say let Tiger in.
The morphine or whatever they wanted to feed me.
No. You can't let him in.
They are desperate for a celebrity in there because when Ashley Judd.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you guys.
You think that's a tibial plateau fracture?
See, this these people are nuts. Those people are nuts.
Let's get her in the group.
Like, they would have joined that. Like, really huge celebrities are going to want to be in that group. They're not going to be in that group.
And
because, hey, Tiger, remember the time you sucked that time? Hey, how's your leg? That's all they're going
to
get.
And everybody was reaching out to J.J. Watt when he had his injury.
Yeah.
Because that actually was a tibial plateau fracture, not that severe one. Yeah. Obviously, he was, you know, healthy enough.
Right.
Strong enough to get back to
either
work.
Either that or he just got over it.
Yeah. and didn't dwell in that group, right?
Oh, I'm just going to go play football again.
Yeah, so everybody's reaching out to J.J. Watt to join the group.
You say, no, you freaks.
He's got to be sick of that.
Yeah, he doesn't need your advice. No, he is surrounded by professionals. Yeah. He's got, you know, the best physical therapist in the world. All those pro athletes do.
Is it Buffalo now? Leaning towards Buffalo, I read.
That's what knows. I keep reading.
All right.
I did see a great tweet over the weekend. Somebody tweeted him and said, JJ, what's up? You going to choose a team? He's like, dude, I spent an hour looking through DoorDash. Give me a minute on choosing a new city and team.
That's funny. What's up, Craig?
But he wants to play for a winner, and I think Buffalo's on the up.
They're a good team.
They're trending up.
Chiefs beat them, though.
They did.
But then they lost.
They did not beat the Bucks.
Right.
Didn't even show up.
No.
Speaking of letting it go.
Mahomes was laid out and threw that ball like a laser.
Yep.
Bounced off his helmet.
He was parallel to the ground when he made that throw.
It is crazy.
Yep.
That would have gone down as like one of the best plays of the history of football.
Got to catch it.
Yeah. Well, some people think it may have been one of the best plays.
No, it didn't happen. That has to be a catch.
Yeah.
The other team.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there are people that were for the other team.
Yeah, including this whole room.
Right. So it was a fine play.
No, I think it would have made the highlight reel forever.
Well, yeah. Of course it would have been.
But we didn't want it to.
Yeah. For a completed
pass. I love
the
way that play ended.
I'd have it tattooed on my arm and all laid out. Right. At least a t-shirt.
Yeah, see, I didn't really care.
She really gave up on that quick.
Yeah.
From a tattoo to a t-shirt in 2 seconds.
Right. Yeah. Well, if I don't have the Ace Frehley by now, I need some dude. He'd say something dumb at some point. It means like on your arm.
Yeah, but
that's a lot.
Plus, they're going to change the name of the Chiefs eventually anyway. Then you got this racist tattoo, you know.
Well, add it to the list.
Right, put it right next to the swastika you guys. Saw that. Yeah.
It's a collection.
What did I read yesterday? Oh, Jeep is going to drop the Cherokee name. Oh,
okay. No, they're being asked to.
Okay.
That's different entirely then, isn't it?
I was not going to click on the comment section of the story. Well, the story presented it like...
Next thing you know, the Fighting Irish are going to go...
Right. How am I going to find my car?
Next thing, Wildcats are going to bitch, you know?
And I really don't think white guys are qualified to comment on that.
They're not.
And I really don't think guys in general are qualified to comment on abortion either.
No.
Nope. So I just wish they would shut up about that.
Nope.
It's not up to you to decide whether or not it's offensive to Native Americans. Not your decision.
Not.
You have no point of view.
And it's not up to you to find one that doesn't care. I know an Indian doesn't care.
Right.
So what?
And that's what it all boils down to.
That happened with the Redskins. I know an Indian doesn't care.
Bring him in. Right.
Well, here's the deal. From Chuck Hoskin Jr., he's the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation.
Chief. Oh, okay. I think he meant... I thought you were going to say something else. Go ahead.
I thought you were cueing Paul Revere and the Raiders. Sorry, Jim.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskins Jr., says the Jeep should stop using the name Cherokee on the company's SUVs as they've done since 1974.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
I think this year, 2021, we ought to be talking about the fact that tribes are still here. We're vibrant. We do a great deal for our people and our communities, and that our names mean something. And they've been here a lot longer than the Jeep Company and other corporations that have seized our name for profit. Well, there's no way that they could use the name that I would be fine with. It certainly doesn't honor us by using that name, and it was surely never intended to.
All right.
The Cherokee name belongs to a people, an actual nation. And I think Jeep and its parent company set out to do what they did, which is to capitalize on the picture that people have in their minds about Native Americans and Cherokee and associate that with a brand and to make money in the process.
Jeep, they still make the Jeep, just change the name. I got no problem with
that. Just a name. Once again, what the hell?
Yeah, it's a cool-looking vehicle. You know, they're nice cars.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to, like, buy new helmets.
No.
Yeah, but there's some guy in a red hat going, what kind of Cherokee name is Chuck?
That's a great name for it. Yeah. The Jeep. I like Chuck. I like that, yeah. Oh, that guy you mean.
Yeah.
That guy's name. Oh, they're going to name the Jeep Chuck now. I like that. Just call the Jeep Chuck.
He's Chief like changed the name.
The Jeep Chuck would be good. I'd look into one of those.
Yeah. My daughter's got a Jeep.
Yeah, I just don't understand. It's a freaking name.
Right.
What do you care?
Because you're pissed off old white guy and things are changing. You don't like it.
I guess change that's bad.
You don't like it.
We fear change.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's one of those stories that, you know, unless I did what I did, I probably wouldn't comment on it. I don't care. The Jeep Cherokee comes something else. I don't care.
No. That's why I want the Chiefs to change their name, because I really want people's head to explode.
They would.
Because we live in Chief country, basically, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't live around a bunch of Reds. I was a bunch of friends back east that were Redskin fans, because they're right down the road. But when they changed it, I wasn't living there. I'm still here, obviously. So I want to be around Chief fan just losing their mind.
Oh, they would completely.
Oh,
I just saw
God.
Something on Facebook from a dude I went to high school with that our mascot used to be the Indians, and he referenced something to the high school and hashtag Indians forever. I'm like, what? That's 21 years ago,
your high school changed their
name. Okay, let's go.
Kids in school there weren't even born when they changed the name.
Oh.
The Millard South Indians is no longer a team. That's a local team here, by the way. Including Wichita. Wichita changed their name, right?
They're working on that.
North Wichita are the Redskins, right?
Yeah, that one.
Right. They'll be the North Wichita Pussies now.
Yeah. They're the Miller South Patriots.
Oh.
There you go.
Not in my heart.
That's funny. I've heard that, Nick, because I know people that went to your school that are older than you. And I've heard them say stuff like that. They're the Indians to me.
I haven't been to high school in decades.
So you can still graduate from the high school. Yeah. It's a nickname change.
You can still wear the T-shirt.
Look at Puss's. Puss's high school doesn't even exist anymore. They said, once Puss graduated, we realized we're not doing anything good here.
Is he gone?
Is he gone? Okay, let's close the door.
His secondary high school is still around.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, it's a fine college. Changed my mind on that.
I've dropped out of there many times.
Although the last time he impugned Arizona State, I decided to check the graduation rate from Arizona State and the place Puss went. And the place Puss went is around 40%. Arizona State's around 70%.
Well, what does that mean, really?
That means they'll just graduate anybody.
Yeah. I guess.
Lower standards.
Yeah.
Except Todd.
Right. Can you read?
But you can get a good education at Arizona State if you apply yourself.
Any school you can.
And there's plenty of people that don't apply themselves because that's 70% of, what is the enrollment there, 50,000?
Indians forever.
Damn right.
That's how he signed his email off to you or something like that?
That was a Facebook post.
Having high school pride at any, like, at 40, that's, I just don't understand.
Well, yours doesn't exist. I understand. But you could totally have high school pride about where you went to school and have friends and stuff like that. But the name Indians went away. So
it could also acknowledge change.
Right, it does.
It was 4 years of your life. Right. It wasn't that big a deal.
But
Move
they were
on.
The best four.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Indians forever.
Right. That's when I peaked in life.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.